The following audio is from Faith Bible Church in Spokane, Washington. Visit fbchurch.org/sermons for more.
There is a handout. Were you guys able to pick it up? Wave it in the air, make sure everybody got it. If not, they're in the back. Well, good morning. I'm setting my timer here. I feel like we're getting a little bit like the dessert before the main meal, but hopefully it will give you guys some great ideas. I am, as many of you know, I'm married, been almost married for 20 years. I have 4 kids, two boys like here, and one boy here and a girl here. At the age that my kids are in, height is almost more important than age. And we're at the stage where their voices are changing and we're measuring, not really, but they're talking about armpit hair and how long is it. And that's the stage of life that I am in with my boys. It's fun and interesting. Enriching the day today. Now that is an interesting title. As I thought about it, it kind of sounds like maybe I'm here to give you a recipe for a life free of trial and just full of fun all the time and, you know, with no conflict or anything. Well, that is just not real life. And the only place that really works is in the fairy tales, and Cinderella's godmother or princess, fairy godmother has never come and given me that that recipe. So this stems from understanding that Jesus is the fulfillment and for our lives, and he is the one that brings satisfaction and joy, and it can flow into so many areas of our life. And the point of life that I am with my kids is certainly probably not going to be the same place that you are, but I do hope that you can take one or two things away and think, okay, I'm going to use that. That's a great resource or tool, or I'm going to explore that, or I'm going to plan that. So that's, I just hope that you can come away with inspiration to solve a problem or care for those in your life just a little bit better. So the first thing, if you notice on your handout, it's about audiobooks. And that is such a source of richness for our family. It kind of started probably way back when I was a kid. And my mom, you want to raise your hand, Mom? she would read to my brother Dustin and I, and we'd watch her. She would, you know, and we'd watch and wait for her to cry, I think. And, you know, Where the Red Fern Grows, right? And, you know, who doesn't cry? So we're watching her, and we could certainly enjoy the story way before we could understand how to read the words. And I think that's one benefit of audiobooks, is that it can really apply to people of all ages, and you can enjoy the story, work with what the author is doing, and be able to interact with the content, even if you don't quite have the, you know, early readers don't quite have the skills. You can usually do it way before then. And there's one family in our small group who had heard about an app that you can have on your computer that will read the Bible to you. And so he took it and helped his 96-year-old mom, who was wanting to have the Bible read to her more than she could have just if her kids came over. And so he was able to get her set up on the computer. And even though it is really challenging for her to remember, you know, push the mouse to press play and just working with those mechanics, she, when they were able to set it up and make it really simple for her, she just sat there and was like this, you know, leaning forward. She was so thrilled and happy to have God's word being read to her. And on the computer, she could follow along. And so she could see it and she could hear it when maybe she was tired and not as motivated. Sometimes reading can be really challenging at different stages of our life. A couple things that we have benefited, and I am going to talk a little bit more audiobooks. I will get to everything, and we'll try not to go over, but There is a good amount here. In our family, we will use these two apps a lot because through the public library, you can get access to thousands of ebooks and audiobooks. And there have been some series that we will listen to each on our own device or whatever, but it will really impact our conversations and our jokes and how we discuss things. I'm trying to keep ahead of my kids, which is impossible as far as keeping up with all that they're reading, but at least I can do some of them. And with audio, I can do double speed, and so at least I can interact with a lot of the content. I have a couple kids that have a little bit of reading challenges, and technology has helped kind of make those what in maybe years past and other generations may have been like big roadblocks to their education have become more like a speed bump. We've been able to get past it, and technology has helped with a few different learning things that we have needed to address in our family. But so Overdrive, the main thing is get a library card, and I think you can get it either through the public library or the county library. And then with that library card, you download an app onto a mobile device, a computer, a phone, not a telephone, right? Who uses telephones anymore? Except for like dressing up, right? My kids will have a telephone, they'll pretend, but you know, they don't even know. So Overdrive is one I would recommend. And how you navigate, where do you even start? One thing you can do is take recommended reading lists that you get from a friend or online or somewhere and go and search those sites. Otherwise, you could get lost because there are literally thousands and thousands of options out there. I've put in your handout a few recommendations that I have that are Christian biographies that are really fun to listen to and can build your faith, and some Christian some even are more contemporary. You're going to find more contemporary books on Hoopla. Hoopla has I don't know if you guys are going to go do this. I really hope you do because there's so many that you wouldn't have to go buy, but if you just access them through these websites, you can use a lot of resources that are paid for and free. One other way and benefit that we have used in our family is with audiobooks. We found that it has helped our focus. So on a Saturday morning when everybody's supposed to be doing household jobs, you will find most of us having our headphones in because somehow that brings us focus and we're able to focus our hands, and while our mind is busy, we can accomplish something. Whereas, but if the headphones aren't in, it's really hard for my boys, particularly, to not go and see what's going on over here and bother. And you know, we just need to focus. And so, I don't mind that they wear their headphones because then we actually get the house somewhat picked up and clean. So, it's a useful thing. So I hope you enjoy and will be motivated to look at some of those audiobooks. I'm not going to read all of this, but I did put on the second page of your handout just something for you to read and think about. It kind of wrestles with our audiobooks legitimate source of education, and you will find me saying yes. I have one child who has some learning challenges that we're working on one-on-one, and we're overcoming them, but he has this unique ability to listen to books at triple speed. Like, it totally sounds like chipmunks, but he can listen to it that fast and talk about it in dialogue. And so I have him reading things, you know, he's like sixth grade, but he's listening to things that I was listening to in advanced lit and in high school, and he's able to dialogue about it. And right now he's open to suggestions, which is really a thrill because he'll listen to what I suggest. And he was able to test recently very, very, very high in reading comprehension. And to me, it was just really validating that audiobooks do translate to reading comprehension. So in case you're in doubt, you can read that and see. It is a really great form of literature. And so check out your library. Utilize those tools that are available to you. Another thing that the library has, and as women, we take care of a lot of people in our family and in our communities, and sometimes we want to learn new skills. And I really believe that at any age and stage of our life, we can be learning and growing, and, you know, certain times we learn new things because we want to. And sometimes we have to learn things because we have to. A couple of things that have been fun to learn through the resources that the library provides is this year, in the last 6 months, I learned how to grow microgreens. My family's not really supportive of an outdoor garden right now. And so I just, in the spring, I want to get my hands dirty and get something growing. And so these, you know, I was able to download a book without having to pay for it, right? And just read, scan it, and get enough to get that started. So that was really fun. This is not beer. This is kombucha. And I've talked to a lot of people about kombucha, but it always kind of intimidated me. And so finally, one person gave me a kombucha mother, and I downloaded a book, and I'm going to do this. And so that's another resource that you can, pretty much anything, any arts and craft thing that you want to grow in, you can find those resources at the library. And what's so nice that you don't have to go to the library, you can just download books if you have some sort of mobile device. This one we bought for my son, who was, you know, we were using technology to kind of overcome things, but the thing was we both wanted it at the same time a lot. And so we had to get another one. And now we don't have to share as much. And I more share now with my daughter. And so we just get to the point that we read books and enjoy them a lot. But to speak to the things, those are some of the new skills, the fun ones that I kind of get to choose. But they hopefully benefit my family. I have to sneak in the microgreens and the kombucha. They don't even touch it. But maybe one day. There are things in your life and things in my life that the Lord on our journey has us go through where we need to solve some problems for our family, or we have some physical ailments or something that we have to pick up a new skill so we know how to care for our families or ourselves or somebody that we're ministering to. And that has been the case for some cookbooks that I have wanted to peruse as one of my children has irritable bowel. It just means that nothing else really fits, you know, but gluten and dairy make him sick. And so not my choice, right, to have to cook that way. But the Lord had that and has helped me and thankfully given me some resources. So I can peruse some cookbooks, and then what I usually do is I will just buy one, or somebody will, like my mother, donate one to me, and I will write in it. And, you know, it's okay, people, we can write in books, you know? I know, sometimes it's like, no, I can't, so pretty, but I lose notes, so if I just have little papers, you know, just write in it, it's okay. Also, like in college, there was one instance where I had to go take a couple interior design classes, and they were not necessarily my choice, but I had to do it as a prereq to get finished. And I feel much more comfortable with a basketball on a basketball court than I do like in an art studio or with a paintbrush. That is a little bit more uncomfortable for me, but I do want to learn and grow. And like my art skills are about my 7-year-old daughter. We're about on the same page with that. But we have been able to do some how to draw sort of books on this together while we're listening to an audiobook. It makes for a great Saturday morning activity. But back to college, in my interior design class, I had to put together a board, and you know, you have to put all these different textiles together and present it. You know, it was an assignment. Well, in the middle of it, I was like, wow, this is actually fun. And you know, it's okay to like this sort of thing. It was just a little uncomfortable for a while. But, you know, fast forward 15 years, no, like 20 years, being married to Yogi, we have had several remodel projects that having that background and that skill that I was kind of forced to learn a little bit of, it gave me more preparation to be a helper to him. And so that is one of the skills that we need. We've had some learning issue. I've had to swim a little bit in the murky waters of how the brain works and, you know, wrestling through with that with some of my kids. And that can be really, really challenging. And so I've been thankful that the Lord helps us wherever we're at to learn new things. And some of them we choose, some of them we don't. But whatever road and path he has us on, he will use those skills that you have to learn to minister to others. Okay, practical tip. Freezer paper, you see that on your list. One thing that I will often do is line a long table with freezer paper both sides so it's fully covered. And I will just put, you know, markers and pens galore. This, you know, wood is in, right? So I just found a thrift store wood bowl and we put all our Sharpies in there. And like I said, our family has some focus issues. We can have a hard time focusing, and then we can hyper-focus on certain things. And one of my kids can listen to an audiobook for hours if he has one of those large coloring pages, you know, that you can get those books at Costco, that he can spend like 20 hours, not in a row. But I do have to remind him to eat and things like that sometimes and listen to books while he's coloring. Last weekend, I had freezer paper out in Sonora, you know, drew, and you guys can come and test these markers out. I mean, obviously you are familiar with them, but before you want to go invest, these ones are really fun. My kids got me these for Christmas and they have a lot of ink so you can get a lot of color and that's fun. Yogi's brother lives with us right now and he actually does know how to draw. And so he drew that and then my kids started to color it and colored it. And I don't usually save things. I feel very comfortable, you know, throwing it all away at the end of the day. But I thought those ones are actually fun and memorable. So freezer paper is really nice. It also, if I don't do a lot of paints, but occasionally we'll get paints out and paint rocks from the yard or, you know, something that they can have hands on and you really express what they want to do. And it provides a nice way to transition. We have challenges transitioning from one activity to another sometimes. And so when, if the art supplies are out, it is a good thing to positively use your hands with instead of poking or things like that that might come along our way. Oh, the other thing that I wanted to mention when it comes to audiobooks and ebooks is that when you check them out through the library and you download them onto your computer or your device, you never have to pay late fees. They just automatically go back to the internet and you don't have to, into the library world. You don't ever have to pay. And they do. If you feel uncomfortable and you're not wanting to do that, you can get these small, like they're little tiny iPods from the library. You check them out individually. The only thing on them is a book. You plug your headphones in and you listen. And I thought I was being very prepared. We went on a trip and I had 5 of those. They're very expensive. And they got all lost. And like $250 later, I thought, I never want to use those things again. We will do the library automatic return. And so that's a great thing. One thing to say about headphones, you know, if you are prone to lose things, just buy the cheapos. We have some of those in our family. I do like these ones. It's a brand. It's called Skull Candy. How nice is that, right? Really pretty visual. I don't sponsor them or anything. I just have found that I like them. And these are Bluetooth. And it's really nice because how many times have I been having those headphones on and I will be cleaning and I will, you know, snatch the cord on something and it will rip out of my ears and it's very uncomfortable and you just have to like recover for a little while. So Bluetooth is really nice for if you're exercising. If you think, there's no way I can get started, I'm just not techie, you know, I would say make friends with somebody who, you know, offer to make somebody a meal and say, can I feed you? Would you come and help me for 30 minutes? Get my computer set up so you can put these books on there. And, you know, high schooler, college person could help. And otherwise, I know my mother has, I don't think she'll mind me telling, you know, if you're going to buy a device, go somewhere. You can just go in and say, I need somebody patient. Will you please just get me? So I will buy this, whatever, and I'm going to stay here until you get it loaded for me. And I want this on it and this on it. And they will help you. You can get the help you need. Or just take your phone into the library if you really need help and just say, I want to have access to your catalogs. Will you please set this up for me? And they will do that and they will explain how to do it. So I don't even know how to turn on my TV. You might be surprised, but I don't. I just tell kids, please go turn on the Gonzaga game. And I don't even do that because it has to go through this channel and that and that. Too many remotes. So I get you. A lot of new skills. Please try something new. Come and look at some of these things. Let me just do two real quick things you can get at Hobby Lobby pretty cheap that are fun to use. These are little watercolor pencils, but you color on them, and then you can paint, and they turn into nice watercolors, and they have a lot of depth of color. So that's a fun thing to do. This was one thing that my son started, and it really is more for like junior high. Can you see that? Can you see? It's an eagle. You know, and Hobby Lobby has coupons all the time. So for $3, you know, if you have a coupon or something, you can get yourself hours of just time to learn something new. But you just sketch this. They print it out. You don't come up with that on your own. You just sketch it out. But it's kind of like, wow, I did something artistic. That's really fun. So those are some options. One thing, and Trudy and I were talking about this, and how as far as family meals and then summer planning events, but for family meals, a lot of times you can use whatever art expression you have to really bless your family. And I wanted to make reference to this really quick. This book is not in here. I thought of it later after I had this printed, but it is worth noting. It's Elizabeth Schaefer's book on the hidden art of homemaking. And she discusses, let me just read this for you real quick. I would define hidden art as the art of which is found in minor areas of life. By minor, I mean what is involved in the everyday of everybody's life, rather than his career or profession. Each person, I believe, has some talent which is unfulfilled in some hidden area of his being and which could be expressed and developed. And she goes on to talk about different ways and how you can develop some of these things to enrich the lives of the people that you live with. So don't just think of art only as drawing. You know, it can be, she has chapters on music and sketching, interior decorating, gardening, flower arrangement, food, writing, drama, you know, clothing, a variety of things. And I think there's a lot of freedom that we don't have to be good at everything, right? Thank the Lord. He's given us each differences, but whatever he has given to us can be developed and bless those that we live with or that are in our sphere of influence. Family mealtimes. Now, that is something I'm pretty passionate about, but it also can be a real huge challenge. I strongly believe that families benefit from face-to-face time. So we really work hard to have a consistent mealtime together. It is not always long and drawn out. You know, springtime's busy. We have three who do play sports, so there are times that not everybody is there, but we really work hard to have a face-to-face over a meal. We also really try hard to have a face-to-face at nighttime just before the young ones go to bed to pray together. Sometimes they're sentence prayers. Sometimes they're longer, and we're training the kids to pray for others and things like that. But to be honest, it can be hard. And this is because we're all together, and first of all, we have all sinned, right? We all have sin in our life, and that comes out in relationships. Plus, I have some things that are not just sin-sick heart that make life challenges. We have a few that have some tics. I have one that hums a lot, one that whistles a lot, and one that talks really loud a lot. And learning just to take turns and it's not always beautiful and it's not always fun, but there are times that because we are consistent with it, there are those beautiful times and there are those moments that are like, you know what, if we wouldn't have had this, we wouldn't have been able to share that or that principle, or we wouldn't have learned that about what they're learning at school. And just a real quick word about technology at the table. I don't like it, but I do live with the technology. And so if the phone comes out, it is usually to answer some like question that we just cannot get past. Like this week, how tall really was Napoleon Bonaparte? Like, who cares? But they really, really, really cared and like couldn't get past it. So, okay, so let's get it out because there was this debate about it. And it's like, really? And some of my kids do Knowledge Bowl. And it's a debate, right? So you can't just check one source. You have to check two sources. Finally, I just said, stop. You know, you got to do it later or something. So I think he was like 5, 6. But you will get different answers if you check different sources. So all that to say, if the technology stays out beyond just answering a question, I like turn into this dragon mom where like smoke starts coming out my nose and like fire is going to, and I think I scare my husband too. But I just kind of think it's necessary to protect that face-to-face time. So I try really hard to mandate no technology, but I'm not perfect at making that possible. And there are times if we have a long dinner time, we do bring it out to come up with questions that would stump our kids because they like that. So mealtime's really important. I have two books I'd like to recommend. This one, The Surprising Power of Family Meals. I really find this book helpful in convincing my generation that it is important to have that face-to-face mealtime. I put a little bit of her quotes in there. She's not a believer, so it's not completely written from a faith-based, although I do think she has faith-based and she talks about passing that on. But to balance that piece of it, I would recommend Family Worship. I don't have a copy of that, but if you are on Hoopla, you can download that for free. It's like an hour and a half listen, really worth it if you do double speed, 45 minutes. But it just talks about passing on to the next generation as an environment of having a family worship time. Okay, a few more minutes, and I want to move on to thinking about summer and having face-to-face fun times with family. And for some of you, family is not an option. You don't live close. You don't have good relationships. Whatever the case may be, you don't have to limit it to family. You know, you can plan a fun event that might become a tradition for a group of gals. You can go visit a new little town for a couple days. You know, just start thinking about what in the summertime should I start now to plan. I'll tell you a little bit. Trudy mentioned this as our family reunion. I'm like, oh, sure, I can talk about that. I didn't, first of all, think about it at first, but I'll share a little bit. For the last about 40 years, is that right, Mom? 40 years? We've been doing a family reunion. I don't remember the first one. I was in utero, thankfully, and she's 9 or 8 months pregnant. She's camping on the beach. Applause to you. They just had such a good time. They said, well, let's do it next year. And these camping trips turned into, okay, you know, just an annual event. And I just grew up that this was part of our summer routine. You know, when and where is the family reunion? That's just what we do. And now her generation, I think, is like, well, we could go to once every 4 years, you know, it'd be okay. And so my generation is taking on the planning and the bulk of the work of it so that it can happen every year. And I think that generation is very happy to pass on the baton. But a few little things to think about is pick the date like this week. Just put it on the calendar. You know, it's really hard to know what's going to happen in the summer and that sort of thing and what's going to come up. But if it's going to happen, it has to like get on now. If it doesn't happen by Christmas, I'm starting to get like, oh, it's not going to happen. So certainly if it's the first time, you can give yourself some grace and get it on the calendar, you know, when you have, once you come up maybe with a location and you talk to a few people. But I really wouldn't wait very long. Get the date down. The other things can come together as you have time. Who's going to do food? What are we going to do with the kids? And as far as location, if you pray about it and the Lord would allow a place where if there are kids involved, that they can have some safe but freedom to kind of pick their own activities and play where we aren't telling them exactly what have to be done, then it's a vacation for everybody. It's really helpful that way. In the last bit of your handout, I wanted to give you one app that if you have a phone, mobile phone or device, I think you could do it on something like this as well. This is the way that I stay in contact with my brother and his family. It's called WhatsApp. It's really nice for no fees for phone calls, long distance. You can send pictures. You can send videos. He and I had a video chat this week, so we were able to see each other and talk to each other that way. And times I can just do a audio recording, and then I can send it to him. It's a really, really nice feature. So I just wanted to send that to you if you do think about a family reunion. That might be a fun way to get it started. So that's about what I have. I hope that you guys have something, one thing to take away.
Thank you for listening to this audio from Faith Bible Church. Feel free to share. We only ask that you do not alter the content in any way and that you do not charge for it. Visit us online at fbchurch.org for more sermons, articles, and other resources, as well as information about our ministries.